Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the Kamga Chasa podcast. My name is Kamga Chasa, and I am your host. And today's conversation is not going to be live stream as usual. So if you're listening to this on Spotify, it wouldn't make sense. But if you're watching this on YouTube or Facebook or Twitch or Twitter, it's going to be a live recording. That's going to be live stream. So I'll probably be in the comment section responding or just talking and sharing things. But if you say anything right now, know that I'm not actually there, you know, to be able to read your comment or react to it. So it's just me having this conversation by myself, and hopefully you're going to get something out of it. You've probably read the title, you know, Being Reliable as a Friend. And the reason why I chose that title, it's interesting because I think the Spirit was leading me to talk about this as a continuation to the conversation I had with Leslie here on the podcast. So before we get into it, a couple of announcements. One, I will be moving the podcast from YouTube, from my current channel, to its own thing. So the podcast would have its own channel and its own, basically that's the only thing, its own channel. So if you're listening to it on Spotify, you would not notice any changes. But if you're watching this on YouTube specifically, within a few episodes, probably like 4 or 5 episodes, I want to just make sure that every episode from now on, I keep saying this. And once the channel is ready, I'm going to put a link in the episode. So at the end of it, you can actually go and see the episode on the channel and join there. So for now, just know that we'll be moving the podcast from the current channel, which is my channel, like the Kamga Chasa Purpose Through Perspective channel, to the Kamga Chasa podcast. So you can then go ahead there and listen to your clips and all that good stuff. So that's one. Two, this conversation came to my heart because, and just to set the context, every morning I try to read the 3 texts that I read. Like there is this one, which is, this is the last, so I'm going to keep it last. There is Daily Laws by Robert Greene. There is the Daily Meditations for Men, Daily Devotions for Men. I don't like it very much, but it helps sometimes. And then there's a Daily Stoic by Ryan Holiday and Stephen Hanselman. So there's that. And then finally, there's one I got recently. My boss, one of my bosses, was reading this, you know, at a prayer meetings, and I thought it was really great. It was Timothy Keller. I think he passed recently. So God's Wisdom Navigating. Sorry. Let me see. I'm bringing it close and see if you can. All right, good. There you go. A Year of Daily Devotions for the Book of Proverbs, God's Wisdom for Navigating Life, with Kathy Keller. So probably think it's his wife. So today is June 16th while I'm recording this. And it's very early in the morning and I need to get to work very soon. Actually, sooner than later. And so the goal here is to record this and then broadcast this Saturday because I don't want to skip a Saturday. Not that I don't want to skip it. Not just I don't want to skip it, but I was talking with a friend. I was thinking of skipping and the friend was like, no, I have to stay consistent. You know, it's been 2 months. Every Saturday, I've either shown up by myself or with a friend, and we've talked about the topic that we've talked about. And I think that already set the stone for what it means to be reliable, to be able to do the things that you say you're going to do. Someone who is reliable, someone you can count on. And one of the things that I think Leslie mentioned was a friend should be reliable. You know, a friend should be someone that you can actually count on. And so this segues well into the subject of the conversation because I wanted to skip this episode. I did not want to record this. I'm busy. I have things to do. I want to be available on Saturday. I was like, you know what? Let me just skip one Saturday. It's not a big deal, right? It's just one Saturday. But that's the thing. It starts with one Saturday and then it's 2 Saturdays. And soon enough, it's like, when was the last time you posted? And you cannot remember. And I think it's like life. You know, the one time that a friend needs you and you say, well, I may not be able to help you this time. But maybe next time. I may not be able to do this thing this time, but maybe another day. You know, I'll help you later on down the road. And that's how it starts. It's a very slippery slope, the way it breaks down. But before I get into my own thoughts, I want to share 2 texts with you. And they may not seem related at the start, but it will make a lot of sense. I'm going to start with the Daily Stoic. It's June 16th. I'm going to just put this so you can see what this is. So June 16th. You can't see it because it's too bright. Either way, I'm going to read it. The title here is No Shame in Needing Help. Don't be ashamed of needing help. You have a duty to fulfill, just like a soldier on the wall of battle. So what if you are injured and can't climb up without another soldier's help? This Marcus Aurelius quote from Meditations 7.7. The text continues, No one ever said you were born with all the tools you'd need to solve every problem you'd face in life. In fact, as a newborn, you were practically helpless. Someone helped you then, and you came to understand that you could ask for that help. It was how you knew you were loved. Well, you are still loved. You can ask anyone for help. You don't have to face everything on your own. If you need help, comrade, just ask. That's June 16th. at the Daily Stoic. I love this Daily Stoic because every single day you get a text that you can meditate on, think about, reflect on. It just helps you, you know, ground you in the wisdom and perseverance and the art of living. Right there, Stephen Hanselman. So that's the text that I read first. And I like to read the worldly text first before ending with the meditation, because it's like a nice progression from here's the wisdom of man and here's the wisdom of God interpreted by another man. And I just like that particular sequence. So I usually start with Daily Laws, Daily Stoic, Daily Devotions for Men, and then I end with the God's Wisdom for Navigating Life. So these are factors I read on a daily basis. Now, the idea here is that there is no shame in needing help. There's no shame in asking for help. There's no shame in reaching out for help. We are advised, or at least admonished, and I like that word now a lot, to seek out help. So the question is, when your friends ask for your help, when they fight that shame, because this text talks about the idea that some people don't ask for help because they feel shame. They feel ashamed to want to tell you that I need your help, not just financially, but I need your advice on something. I need you to shelter me for a bit. I need you to cover for my shift. I need you to watch my kids. I need you to help me fix my car. Somebody needs help in these different ways that one can need help. So when a friend reaches out to you for help, how do you react? How do you deal with it? How do you approach it? Do you laugh at them? Do you ignore it? Do you just be like, oh yeah, I'm busy. I just can't. I have things to do this weekend. Or, well, not this time, but next time. So are you the kind of person who tells them to wait? And this stayed with me. And when I read the next text, you're going to understand how it ties on with the idea of how do you deal with that? And how do you yourself ask for help? The next text is from June 16, still from God's Word Navigating Life. I'm going to read this. I'm going to, all of this will make sense at some point, because in my brain it makes so much sense. I'm trying to communicate the idea of reliability and friendship and shame and this, but this is key. Like one who takes away a garment on a cold day, or like vinegar poured on a wound, is one who sings songs to a heavy heart. If anyone loudly blesses their neighbor early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse. That's Proverbs 25, 20, and 27, 14. The text continues now. This is just the author writing. Sensitivity. A third mark of friendship is sensitivity and tact. Why does someone show inappropriate heartiness when others are just waking up? Why do they use humor inappropriately or speak lightheartedly to grieve people with a heavy heart? Is it because they are emotionally disconnected and therefore clumsy? They don't know the other person's inner topography well enough to know the hurts, to know what hurts or helps, what inspires or bores, what stimulates or irritates. If I can be content when you are sad, I am not your friend. Friends voluntarily tie their hearts to one another. They put their happiness into their friend's happiness, so they can't emotionally flourish unless their friends are flourishing too. Jesus tied his heart to us so that even in his suffering, he knew joy because of the salvation he was bringing to us. Hebrews 12:2 is a reference to that, and Isaiah 53:11. The friendship connection may not be as emotionally intense as that which comes in romance, nor always as enduring as family ties. Though remember 1824 on June 13, I'm going to read that real quick. One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. We actually read this with Leslie during the podcast, if you haven't listened to it. All the more reason friendship is so valuable because such a link is both deliberate and voluntary. Are you putting in the effort to be a friend? Here's a prayer. I'm going to keep this, share on that, and then share the prayer because I have to go in a few minutes. The goal here is for you to reflect on how much you've been appearing as a friend, because I see a lot of people on the internet talking about, I'm 30, I have no friends. I'm 12, I have no friends. I have no friends. So people talk about this whole friendship thing as though it's something they go to the shop and they pay and they get it. But it goes both ways. The best way to get a friend is to actually be a friend. The best way to get a friend is to be the kind of person people want to be friends with. So it means you have to be reliable. You have to be sensitive. You have to use tact. And I love this text because I see a lot of people who laugh at people's pain. This one specific example, when something bad happens on the internet, I see people who talk about it in a way that is mocking, a way that they laugh at others' pains. And I wonder to myself, like, wow, if I was the one in that shoe, would you then adjust that because I'm your friend? And if that's the kind of thing that you do, if that's the kind of person that you are, if you change the way you feel because of the person that's in front of you, I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to be the kind of person who feels bad only because the person that is in trouble is someone that I know. I need to feel bad because it's a human being, someone that God loves, someone that God made, and I care because as part of a human race, I'm supposed to care for this person. So the idea of being reliable as a friend, I think, goes to building yourself up to the place where people can count on you. Because yes, you want to count on people, you want to give people, you want people to be able to give to you as money, time, energy. But what do you bring to the table? And this phrase, the table, is like an inner joke with my friend. And I'm thinking, because it's key for us to think about when we say we lack something, whether it's lacking money, lacking time, lacking energy, lacking motivation, are we able to give the things that we lack to the people who also need it? Are we the kind of people who are able to be reliable, to be counted upon? And what do you do when a friend needs help? The whole idea here is sensitivity. To be able to, this is like one who takes away a garment on a cold day. Taking away a garment on a cold day, you're cold. Somebody's taking away your last source of, you might be walking and you're having a hard time. And the last piece of hope that you had, like, I just want to go home and sleep. And someone just be like, hey, let's go out and party. Let's go and hang out. Like, you're like, no, I can't. I'm having a hard day. Like, oh, such a party pooper. Why are you always wanting to go and rest? Like, this person's sole hope is to go home and sleep. And the least thing you can do for them is to actually be able to understand them. And if you can even have the tact to see that they need help, they need someone to encourage them, someone to sit with them, someone to just let them be. Sometimes the best help you can give people is to just let them be. Like vinegar poured on a wound. Like, imagine pouring vinegar on a wound. I love the imagery in Proverbs because it gives you an idea of the kind of damaging or the progress that you can make in this kind of ideas. One who sings songs to a heavy heart. Someone is grieving. Someone is having a tough time and you come in there and you cannot match the energy in terms of meeting them where they are and showing that empathy and being an empathic witness for them. Anyone loudly blessing their neighbor, if anyone loudly blesses their neighbor early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse. You want to give good advice. You want to show care. You want to show support, but you're loud. You're obnoxious. You're trying to tell the person, oh, cheer up, Masa. Like, it's life. Life is not fair. Deal with it. So when a friend needs your help, how do you show up? How do you appear for them? How do you support them? How are you there with them? And I'm going to keep this one short because I have to go to work. And I really wanted to put this out here as short as it is. And to remind you, one, the podcast will be moving. It's going to be longer. It's going to be better. I really look forward to having a YouTube space dedicated only to the podcast where I can feel free to jump in there, even if on a daily basis and put videos like this or on a weekly basis talk to people. And I can separate that from what I'm trying to do on my channel, which is to, you know, faith, family, and finance, and put the podcast. So if you love what you're listening, please share this with somebody. And when the channel, the YouTube, the thing will be out, I'll make sure that I announce it again. So in the next 4 episodes, I think this episode 10, so by episode 14, I'll be moving it to the new channel. So I'll give you everybody time to know that it's a new channel and all that good stuff. So I'm going to end with this prayer. It's from the text. It's not me. Lord, our sin causes you pain. It's from Genesis 6. And our broken hearts draw you to our side. You love us more tenderly and sensitively than a nursing mother does her child. Let me be so moved by your love for me that it makes me highly sensitive to the needs of those around me. Amen. So that's my prayer for you, my friend, that you would be able to take a breath, take a step back. When somebody comes to you, you can actually observe them and take them in and use sensitivity and tact. Use kind words, use polite words, talk to people like you actually cared. Not just by using the words I use, but just approach them. Because when you feel care for someone, the way you talk to them is different. It's like, imagine talking to a child. I'm not saying you walk around talking to children, to pretend that people are ignorant and stupid, but when you're looking at a toddler, the way you approach a toddler is because you know this is a weak vessel. This is a young child. You know, when they do something stupid, you don't shout at them. You don't get upset. You don't walk away brashly. You don't tell them. You don't insult them. So if we could look at each other with that innocence of this person is having a hard time, not just a friend specifically, but in this case, we're talking about friend, but just people. And if you're choosing voluntarily to be a friend to somebody, I pray that you would have that strength of heart to be able to hold that space for them, to be able to be themselves. And then when the opportunity comes for you to help, when the opportunity comes for you to be reliable, I pray that you will be reliable because you have trained yourself to be reliable and to provide your own needs and to give those needs to people. Because it's funny how it works, but you gain your life by losing it. The lowliest will be raised to the highest. If you want to be a king, you have to be a servant. And that's how it works in this foolish Christianity, which is that it's really the inverse. Those who give tend to have. So if you want to have many friends, I hope you give people the gift of friendship. My name is Kamga. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. God bless you, my friend.